So, but I actually put in for it when it was available and lost out on it. So, whatever. So, maybe I'll find something else. Let's see. I'll see if I can get WPAD.
That would be a good one. Yeah. Good call from CW. WDNR was a good call for CW. That's why I wanted it. And then I found NA.WAP, and I went, oh, yeah. And I was telling my buddy Russ down in Florida about it on D-Star, thinking no one's going to hear us, right? Some guy 7 miles south of Lakeland in the Tampa area, he went and got put in for the call, and he got it. Because when I put in for it, they said, sir, it ain't been issued. I go, no, it hasn't. And I looked at it, and I went, doggone it.
Well, see, Chris, that's where I wish the FCC would change the rules and say that if you have a call sign that is issued to a different call area, you must identify as, you know, like he would have to identify as portable 4 every time he set that call or sent it on CW. Because it's not fair that, like, and I'll use Bill Rojas. He's a good example of what I would like to see done. Bill identifies WA1APX portable 8 every single time he identifies. And so now you would take having those short 1x2s and 2x1s and add more speaking to it. So if you want to just identify with just the call sign, get your own 4-land call. That would free up the 8-land calls for people in the Midwest. So not my problem that there's a boatload of 4s compared to, 1s or, or 7s. You know, if you want to use that call without saying portable 4 or portable whatever, get a call sign from your area.